You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome everybody to another edition of Lean Local. This is the show where we do what we say and we just really lean into the local community here in Greater Green Bay. We've had many shows, had some great guests on, and on occasion I'll feature a show called Green Bay's Best, Best of Green Bay. And I have that today. Today's going to be great. I'm very excited about this guy. He's sitting right next to me. I'm going to introduce him in just a second. But, you know, when you think of Green Bay, and they say, you know, when you think of Green Bay, what are the people you think of? Take sports out of it, okay? Who's next? And I tell you, I know who's next on my list. Someone who has been in the media, very well respected, does, if I did 300 events a year, you did 350. You were at every single event. And you've made Green Bay a better place. And I just, Bill Jarts, welcome.
Oh, Mayor, thanks so much. I remember you always said, if you ever decide to run for mayor, I'm going to drop off.
Yeah, I said, I told you, man, don't run against me. Yeah, it's incredible what you've done. And I want to talk to you about why you stayed here, but just tell me, you spent 40 years at BAY, and you've been out a week.
It's kind of crazy. Jim, I grew up in Clintonville. So Green Bay was a big city. Still is to me. I'm still that hay shaker. I know you've been over to New York and you have family in New York and Nashville. For me, I get sweaty palms driving down to Milwaukee, for God's sake. So I really am a country bumpkin. But, you know, this is a station I grew up watching. I got a chance to, I grew up watching Chuck Ramsey and Les Dermer and Bobby Nelson. And all of a sudden, here I am working in the same station with those guys. And I shared an office for the longest time with Chuck Ramsey. And
really?
It was just almost surreal.
So you went to school in Clintonville, right? Mm-hmm. And then you went to
Northwestern.
Okay, and that's a good school.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean,
how'd you get in there?
I didn't want to word it like that. That is a great school, and it's also a good school for journalism.
Yeah, the Medill School of Journalism, right. By far. I mean, just one of the, Columbia, I guess, is a pretty good one, too. And that was, at that time, really one of the best, and still is. And I just I was recruited to play football there, and I said, well, what do you want to get into? And I said, well, check journalism. So I got into the Medill School of Journalism. Oh. It wasn't by far the best by any. It was kind of an odd duck because there most of the students wanted to be editors of newspapers or do something magazine wise. There were two guys, myself Eric, and I can't think of his last name, but anyway, he became, and I wish I could remember his name right now, but he became the executive producer of the NFL Today.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going, oh my, I see another credit. I go, geez. And he called me up and told me, hey, maybe I'll send in a tip. I go, no, hang on a second, partner. This ain't going to work. I mean, that's a big time. That's tall grass stuff. But, wow. But no, I was just very, very lucky.
But what drew you to broadcast? Did you, were you in a high school radio program and theater?
I remember my Craig Martin was the name, he was an English teacher, and he said, you got to get involved in a senior class play. And I said, I don't know. I thought big football player. We don't do that theatrical
we
stuff.
We're going to think,
I got to thump my chest and go in the weight room for a while. And it was probably the best advice he ever gave me because I remember getting involved in on stage, and I was Mr. Kolenkov, and you can't take it with you. And I was a Russian ballet instructor. And one of my scenes was the Romans were a great people. Why? Because they thought quickly with the mind and acted quickly with the body. And at that point, I grabbed the guy and I took him around the head and I flipped over my hip and threw him down. And there were two shows, one on Friday, one on Saturday. So Friday, I do this thing and then on Saturday, and then you could hear the crowd say, here it comes, here it comes. Watch what he's going to do to this guy. And I flipped him down and you could hear the crowd go,
wow.
And it just kind of opened the and I think about it because one of the biggest things, obviously, is stage fright.
Yes.
And it helped me overcome the stage fright. And I, the other thing, I was a PA announcer for the high school basketball team for a while. And that, again, got over a little bit of that stage fright. I was kind of a showboat kind of a guy, I guess, in high school. And I guess it's kind of good that I guess I ended up where I did. And just kind of a natural.
So that progression for you, didn't sound like you jumped around a lot. I mean, was there a moment, though, I think about that with, you know, friends of mine and actually myself, where it was like, this is where I belong. You know, was there a moment or was it just something you kind of grew into?
It just kind of evolved. I mean, the sports thing was a natural thing for me because I was in sports. I started in Wausau, and the only reason I got that job because it was a Channel 7 All-Star at the time. And they hired me, and then I just kind of felt comfortable there. And then Joe Schmidt brought me over from Wausau over here, and we'd played high school football against one another. And it just felt comfortable. But Chuck Ramsey always said, you know, Bill, you ought to go to a small market, La Crosse, Eau Claire, Wausau, whatever, become a news anchor, and then come back here and take over when I retire. And I thought about it. I don't know if I really want to leave it because we kind of settled in Green Bay, much like yourself. You settle in Green Bay, feel very comfortable here. And as luck would have it, Tom Zaleski went over to Channel 5. Chuck went in and said, there's your guy right there to be the news anchor, pointing at me, and here we are. And it's been really, really good. Time-wise, it's been so much easier with news. It's a lot less demanding time-wise than sports was. And I had some crazy, you know, our house got hit by lightning in 2004 and it burned. My wife had breast cancer in 2000. My mother dies in 2003. You know, just a string of things that I think if I'm in sports, I don't know if I can pull this off just because of the time commitments. And yet it just worked out like it was meant to be. Oh. And I got through these things in my life.
The people I've talked to that have worked with you and people like you. I mean, you're a team player.
Yeah, I think
some of you guys got pretty big egos.
Yeah.
You know, I was looking at most trusted reporter, like Lester Holt and some things, but there was a few characters in that group too that were so egotistical. I want to ask you, you have some great qualities, but did you work on that or did it come natural? I mean, you are a respected, liked person. And I think you should, don't say, oh, no, I'm not. Yeah, you are. And I think you should feel really, really good about that, Bill. Did you work at it?
You know what I think comes from, to be honest with you? Somebody said this, and I never really thought about it. I was an offensive lineman in high school and college. And you know, the quarterbacks and the running backs and the wide receivers get all the hoopla and the stars and everything. And the guys in the trenches, they just kind of just do the dirty work and no big deal. And you make sure the guy behind you has a clean jersey. And I really believe that's probably true. Mike Jersey was part of my high school team, and he was a year younger. I mean, Mike Jersey, probably one of the best high school athletes ever to come through Clintonville. Now the Kansas City Royals organization has won a World Series ring for as a third base coach. But he was... When people came to Clintonville to do interviews, you knew they were coming to interview Mike. I was pretty good. I was a second-team All-State, so I was pretty good. But and it never bothered me that they were here to talk to Mike. And I just accept, I want to make sure Mike has a clean jersey. And he did some great things, and he was always very complimentary. You guys did a great job in the trenches. And that's how I think I would kind of start it. Plus, I grew up on a farm, and you have to share the work and the accolades, if you will.
Yeah. I want to just talk about that because I know you, and it's been just an honor to get to know you better, but you kind of came from some humble beginnings.
Absolutely.
I mean, I shouldn't say this, I don't know that, but I'm not sure a lot of people who are working on a farm become news anchors for 40 years.
Yeah, you know, again, I just think it was the lady luck riding with it. I will say this, I was probably the hardest working guy around. And I took
That's
great pride
quality.
In them, you know, and I remember we'd come in and do a Gold Lake, Michigan fishing in the morning and do the 10 o'clock news at night.
Yeah.
And it was a long day, but if that's what it took. My saying has always been the cows got to get milked. And whether you feel good or bad, I grew up on a small farm. My dad worked for four-wheel drive. He dies when I'm 12 years old. And we were so tight. I mean, so now all of a sudden we've got this 25-acre farm with 10 cows, some chickens and pigs and stuff. And I'm basically in charge. And I remember taking the feed down to the Clintonville Flour and Feed with the John Deere B tractor with the corn in the back and the hay bales and the oats and driving it downtown through Main Street, take it down to the Clintonville Flour and Feed. They grind it up in the cow feed. And I'd take it right down Main Street, the stretch street, and just waving to people and stuff. I was kind of a showboat or whatever, but that was just what I did. And so many people took care of me, Jim, over the years. My buddy's dads would always make sure that there was something extra under the Christmas tree, or if I needed a car. My junior high guidance counselor, Jim Schwetner, when I came out of Northwestern, he came up to me and said, here's $300. Give me three $100 bills. I went, Jesus.
Wow.
I mean, today, if you gave me $300, I'd say, hey, Jim, thanks a lot. That's a lot of cash. Now, when you're coming out and you're 22 years old, right, and you got $5 in your wallet. And he said, I know you're going to need clothes that you've never had to wear before, because you just wore bib overalls and a flannel shirt, and that was good enough in college. But you're going to need clothes to look the part. Now, here's $300.
Wow.
And when you are able to pay me back, pay me back. And I did eventually. And when he died, I went to his funeral in Marion, and I went to his family. He was a bachelor. And I said, listen, just so you know what your uncle did, he gave me this $300 and told me to get some clothes, and I did, and I paid him back. And I just want you to know what kind of a guy he was. Yeah. And those things all kind of added up to what's inside me as well.
And that comes across. I know you from the news, although I'm not the biggest TV person, but you do a lot of community events. And I think some people, no one in this room, they have to go. But you liked going, I think. I sure as hell did. I mean, I love those Eagle Scout things. I love the fundraisers. I just, and that came across with you.
Well, see, a lot of stations have a requirement. You know, some of the Milwaukee stations I know in particular said, well, okay, you have to make 10 personal appearances a year. We don't. We never have had that at BAY. I always thought these people, many times it would be a friend would call up, say, hey, listen, can you come over and help us out? Because they knew I was able to handle the stage fright, if you will, or do the auctions or whatever. And it just became you made friends that way. When I was in sports, people would say, hey, you know, there's this guy over here that shoots deer, and he's blind, and he goes deer hunting, and he gets a deer every year. And these are great stories, yeah, but they wouldn't share that with you if they just saw you in the box. They saw you in person. They said, well, he's kind of like a real guy.
Right.
He seems like he's really genuinely interested in hunting. Let's tell him about this. And that's so many different stories and ideas came to me that way.
So I'm sure you had opportunities. I mean—
Not many. To leave?
Yeah. Oh,
really only one. One legitimate one. It was my second year in 86. Jason John in Milwaukee tried to hire me as a weekend sports guy. And I'd just become the sports director in 85. So it was my second year as a sports director. And I was doing Packer preseason play-by-play. And I was just kind of settling in and getting comfortable with what I was doing. And they offered me a job. I went down to the interview on a Friday. And the guy punched all the right buttons. He said, your wife's from Milwaukee. It'd be perfect for you to come down here. And they said, well, how much are we offering this guy? And he threw the number, give him $5,000 more. I want to go golfing and I get this thing over with.
Wow.
And it was like, let me think about this for a minute. I probably couldn't have gotten out of my contract anyway. We have contracts and still do. But so that was and one time Joe Schmitz, there was an open at the KSTP in Minneapolis, said, he said, are you interested? And they had such a revolving door up there, Jim. I just didn't, I didn't think it was the best thing right now for my career. And I tend to be very conservative. My wife is very positive and upbeat. I'm kind of pulling the horns a little bit, be a little more conservative. Yeah, I really am. I told the bosses, probably shouldn't have told them this, but I said, every day I walk up to it, I walk up with a fob and I hit the fob against the door, and she clicked and let me. I said, I made it today. I passed the test again. And people say, well, how can you feel that way? I said, you've been there all this time and you've built all this credibility, blah, 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 blah. That's just how I was.
I'm glad you stayed, man. All right, I got a lot more questions I want to get to you. We're going to go to a quick break here. We're going to be back with, what is your title? You build charts. Are you like the, what? What was your title at work? Like the executive anchor? Just
news anchor. There's no ranking officer there.
All right, how about Bill Jarrett's my favorite anchor? All right, we'll be right back. It's Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Everybody wanna know how it feels. Everybody wanna
Lean Local with Jim Schmidt and our special in-house guest, Bill Jartz, who just in the last week retired after 40 years of being the anchor in Greater Green Bay. And we talked about your humble beginnings, Northwestern, and you just really felt comfortable when they offered you that job, and you've been there a long time. Do you have some memorable stories? I mean, I don't know how many stories you've done, thousands, but do you have one that kind of stands out?
Well, the Super Bowl is certainly pretty special. I mean, because that first one, 31 down in New Orleans, it had been a very, very dry spell for a lot of years. And I remember as a kid growing up, Packers were so good back in the glory years, right? So we'd watch the Packer game for a while, then we'd go outside and play football because you knew they were going to win. It was just a question about what the final score was going to be. So why would we sit here and watch the game? Well, let's go and play the game. Well, as luck would have it, for 30 years, they didn't always win.
Right.
And then that year was pretty special. I mean, people were just, we used to do a show called Monday Night Kickoff down in Appleton, Paper Valley Hotel. And we'd sell that place out. I mean, it was just, people were nuts. They just couldn't get enough of it. And then you're down there in the field and you're at the Super Bowl and, oh my goodness, this is what it's all. Cool. We're there for 9 days and, you know, it's a grinder, but it's such a great grinder. And then they win. And I remember closing out the show, you know, Mike Holmgren said when he was a coach in San Francisco, if you guys don't shape up, I'm going to ship you to Green Bay. And tonight, everybody in the National Football League wish they played for the Green Bay Packers. Good night, everybody. And to this day, it still brings up a few hairs in the back of my neck because it was such a change of pace. I mean, that was great. That was a big story. We went to Tokyo for the American Bowl in preseason and the Avery thing. You look at some of the bad things you covered. The vote for Lambeau Field, that was a very close thing. And we hired a consultant to come in and do some, you know, research and what do you think is going to happen? Because it was very close. And he said, well, it's going to pass 53-47, which is what it did.
Really?
But we're on the set, and the 8 o'clock comes up, and the polls close, and we said, good evening, everybody. And WVY is projecting the Lambeau Field referendum will pass. And all of a sudden, the numbers start coming in. They're not so good. And we go to a commercial break, and I said, have you ever been wrong? He said, only once. And I said, boy, do I hope you can say that when you walk out the door tonight, my friend, because otherwise I can see it. You know, Tuohy beats Truman, Jartz blows it again. But he was on, dead, right on the money.
Yeah, that was a big a big move for this whole city. And now everybody's
voting for it. The whole state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, the whole state, right.
Because it really changed the whole, how that stadium has changed and what they've done at Titletown across the way. And again, perfect disclosure here, I'm on the board, and so I see that. But, I mean, even prior to that, whether I'm on the board or not, it's changed Green Bay. I worked in Wausau to start my career first 2.5 years, and I worked in Green Bay for 40. And the only difference between the two is they're both cities, paper mill dominated, not so much now anymore, but when I first started, both are paper dominated cities with a big river running through the middle, and Green Bay had the Packers and Wausau didn't. Yeah. And that's what you've seen, the growth and the change.
And it has. And I sometimes think, especially, you know, serving as mayor, the Packers are great because it is a door opener for anything and everything. Like, I was put on committees that I would have there's no way I would have got on.
Right.
But the fact that I was from Green Bay, Wisconsin, everybody, you know, they just take an instant like to you.
Right. Wear a Packer shirt and go to an airport. We travel, you know, we had a pleasure to travel internationally with some tour groups through the station. And you know, you walk to Green Bay, you ever been to a Packer game? As a matter of fact, I get to a couple every year. And my wife I downplay the whole thing. But my, do you realize that he's the guy that does the PA at Lambeau Field? They call him Wolf, voice of Lambeau Field. He's like, thanks, Mary.
Well, that's cool.
No, I mean, again, I'm so lucky. I'm so lucky.
Well, you're good. But tell me, though, people have a job, and then they usually pick something that they're going to be passionate about. You know, be it Alzheimer's, United Way, Boys and Girls Club. I happen to have a soft spot in my heart for the homeless. But this Packer thing, really, you are a big, big part of the Packers.
Wow, thank you for that. The board thing, I think, I'm almost certain the reason I was chosen for the board is because of my community involvement.
Oh, yeah.
Mark Murphy sent me a nice note this week and said, Bill, I want to thank you. Congratulations on the great retirement. Thank you for being a member of our board. Thank you for all you've done in the community. And there's no other reason why I would be on that board. I look around that room. I mean, you got Mark Scogan with some Festival Foods. You got Dan Aarons and Aarons Company. You got bank presidents. You got guys that are, you know, great, just real big business people, not just here in Green Bay, across the state of Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
And then here I am. Well, I read a teleprompter for a living. And it's very intimidating for me. It really is, because those people are really, you know, sharp people, make decisions that impact people's lives. I read a teleprompter.
Yeah.
But I'm very fortunate that they want that angle, that community involvement. And for me, it just, I don't seek out to do it. It just comes to me. And if I have an opening in my schedule and I can do it, I'll do it. I mean, yeah. God, thank goodness my wife is so understanding, because otherwise we'd be in divorce court. But no, she's been very supportive.
Before we go to break at Packers, you became the announcer. That is a big, big deal.
Yeah,
how'd that happen?
Jim, more people asked me about that today. Now I'm retired, but even before that, they said, well, oh my God, you're the voice of Lambeau. What's that like? Jim, I was staining my, we live out in Maryville. I was staining my house and the phone rang and I had this oil-based stain on my fingers. It's just, I can smell it right now as we talk about it. I just hate the smell, but it does great things. I just only have to do it every 6 years. So I'm down filling my bucket, a little ice cream bucket, and I'm going to go back up on the wall. And the phone rings. I said, should I answer that or not? So I go to answer the phone, and it's Jeff Blum. He says, Jeff, I'm with Jeff Blum with the Green Bay Packers. I said, I wonder, why is he calling me? I was out of news, or out of sports. And I said, why are you calling me? And he said, well, we're wondering if you'd like to be the voice of Lambeau Field.
Wow.
I said, yes. I mean, of course I'd like to be the voice of Lambeau Field.
Boy, am I glad you said yes to that. All right, this is Lean Local, Jim Schmidt. We'll be right back.
From the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor, Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Lean Local. This is the show where we talk about the great things that are going on locally here. And today we're really talking about Green Bay's best, and we have Bill Jartz in-house here, who recently retired after a 40-year career as an anchor, a trusted anchor, and so involved in the community. He talked about how, you know, that has helped him become a better anchor, but also, you know, led to some other things, right? Being on the Packer board and being the voice of the Green Bay Packers, and you deserve all that. Hey, before we get into this next segment, Bill, I just want to give a shout-out to Lean Local Community Station. One of our sponsors is Nicolet Bank. And when I teach at NWTC or when I talk to other people, that's a great example of a community bank. Of
absolutely.
Community. Just, they City Deck, Zip and Pippin, you name it, they've helped the city out. The Homeless Shelter, Boys and Girls Club, their employees are involved in activities. And, you know, they grew, Atwell and Daniel started, I think, what, 2000, yeah. 2001? You know, they got 57 branches now, and the reason they're successful is because they take good care of their people.
And they stay local.
They do.
And it does mean something. I really do, because so many times, you know, I just had an incident yesterday, you're calling somebody, and you dial internationally, and you can't understand the people. And it's hard. It's frustrating. You get so mad. I just want to deal with somebody here locally.
Exactly.
And you can deal with that with Nicolet Bank. They're great people. They've done so many things. And
love them. And you're right that, you know, you get to be that successful, that big of a bank, you always have the opportunity to exit. I mean, to sell out. And
absolutely.
They just said, look, you know, this is where we belong. This is our home. And they invested. So, yeah, I just want to thank Nicolet for sponsoring this show and, of course, for all they do for Greater Green Bay. Hey, a couple things I want to talk to you about. You know, somebody looking from the outside might say, man, Jartz, that was a good deal, a nice ride. But there had to be some challenges along the way and some lessons learned, anything that stands out, or were you that fortunate?
No, I you know, there are times when we've had I think we had 5 ownerships in my tenure. We started out, we were owned by Nationwide Insurance, believe it or not. And then we went to Young Broadcasting, they declared bankruptcy, became the new Young Broadcasting, became Media General, and then finally Gray. And every time they switch, you think, okay, now get ready, because that's usually when the heads roll. We were very fortunate, I think, in that we the station was smart enough, I think, to realize that hire good people and keep them there. You know, Cammie and I were an anchor team for 26 and a half years. Chuck Ramsey was there 40 years. I was there 40 years. Mary Schmitz was there a long time. We had a presence in our market for a long time. You know, Chris was there when he took over for me as sports. So the key, people, you come into people's homes at very intimate times. In the morning, you wake up, and there's the morning news. You know, at noontime, when I was a farm kid back in the day, that was when you got the farm markets, and you just did not say a word during the farm markets. And then you come in, now it's 4:35, 6, and 10, where people are getting there at home, they're with their families, and you're a guest in their home, and you have to, you want to feel comfortable with that person. You want to know who that person is, and whether they like it, at least they know who you are. Mm-hmm. And I guess I'm like an old pair of shoes. I don't look the best, but at least I'm comfortable, and people like that. And I think that's the biggest thing that can help all of us is we had good chemistry. More than anything else, everybody's got radar. Everybody's got, you know, basically the same stories. What does it boil down to? Do they like you? And some of that comes with, not everybody likes you, because you get, from time to time, you get emails, and people are very, you know, very willing to say that you stink. But for the most part, our chemistry was good, and people liked us. And they said, that's one thing about you guys. You seem to like each other. And we really do. We don't do, it's interesting, we don't do a lot of things socially. I mean, like Cammie's, I've been out to my, I think twice, I've been her house twice in 30 years. Mm-hmm. So it's not like we're going out to eat every week. But we get along well, and I think people can sense that, because the camera doesn't lie.
No, I would, that is absolutely true. I mean, people can sense that.
Absolutely.
And they can sense the opposite, too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And so I think you, it doesn't sound like you had to work real hard at that for some reason.
It really didn't. I Jim, I've always tried to be kind of open. I've been trying to be friendly guy. I've learned that a smile will open a lot of doors. Mm-hmm. There's a kid graduating, a friend of mine whose kid's graduating today from DePere. He's got a $1 million smile. I took my message to him today was simply, never lose that smile.
Yeah.
That smile will open a lot of doors and make things happen for you. Because people have gotten kind of crabby lately for whatever reason. Maybe it's the DE versus the Republic, whatever. For whatever reason, we're dug in and we don't necessarily like each other. I said, that smile will get you a long way. Oh, yeah. Just because people want to be nice. Why can't we just be nice to one another?
Well, that kind of answers my next question is that I want to move to aspiring journalists. And I do. I think people look up to you for a lot of reasons. One, you're successful, but I just think how well-respected you are in these community events. And like I said, I've seen you at so many of those things. But, like, what advice do you give to someone who's starting out and would like broadcasting? You, Northwestern, was that a critical piece? Is it the internship, or what was it?
Well, I think you, I'm probably not a real good example of what Northwestern turns out. and I mean that in a different sense. I mean, because I don't have – if I have one – I don't know if it's a regret, but as I look back at my career, you walk around our newsroom, the former newsroom, I should say now, a lot of people have Emmy Awards, broadcasting awards for the stories they did, series or whatever. Cammie's got an Emmy not long ago. Emily Byers got 3 or 4 of them. I think my news director has 8 of them. I don't have those. And I think... in many respects, I'm almost a failure as a journalist. I'm a very successful guy for what I did off the field, but what I did on the field, I would never be all conference or all pro or whatever you want to say, if you want to make a parallel with the sports world. And in some respects, I would use, did I cheat somebody on that? And I guess I always looked at it. Sometimes there was a push back in the days. We used to get rated in February, July, May, and November. And I always thought we were always in ratings. Because if you turn me on in August, which wasn't a ratings period then, and you think we stunk or whatever, you're not going to go back. So let's go back and watch him in November and see if he's any better during ratings. You know, I used to do these 18-part series. And it was ratings, oh, my God. They don't like you. They don't like you.
Right.
And so I guess that's the one thing if I have a – I don't know if it's a regret or whatever, however you want to put it. People say, well, don't worry about that. You did your role. But it's still – you know, I have no – pelts on the wall.
I think maybe people might like that about you, that you weren't driven by the pelts on the wall, the trophies.
No,
I mean, really, there's
People like humble people, and you are.
Yeah, well, it's pretty easy to be humble when you don't have anything, any award. You know what I mean? If you don't have any rings, oh, you can't go, hey, look at me with a big championship ring.
I'm serious.
I often wonder about it. But I'm very happy and very comfortable with my skin. You know, the local WPS awards gave me an award. You know, the state broadcaster called me a legend because of what I do in the community. And that's why I'm on the Packer board, because of my community. And I think that those things are going to stick around. People are going to remember. They may not remember the awards that the other people won or why they won the awards.
Right.
But people, I think, are going to remember me for a long time. My legacy is going to be he tried to leave the community better than he found it. And I think that's always been a goal.
Yeah. Wrote out a few questions on legacy, but before I get to legacy, I was looking at TV personalities that have gone on to public office. And you know one of them? Donald Trump. Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Right? He was a great mayor down at, Schwarzenegger, Reagan, Dr. Oz. Because you have a good start. Yeah. Everybody knows you and everybody likes you. That's a great place to start.
Jay Johnson used to be an anchor at Channel 5, and he became a congressman.
He did. He was in Congress.
Unfortunately, he passed away.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, really, honest, do you think about it?
Nah, not really. No. I'm a humble country boy. And going to Washington, D.C., there's no way in the world I could fly in and out of there all the time. That doesn't interest me in the least. It really doesn't. I'm very happy just doing the things. I hate meetings, Jim. I really do. And I know you've been through a gazillion of them. And I just tell me what you want me to do and I'll go do it.
Yeah.
I you don't need my input. My input is not going to be significant. If I think I need to share my input, I will. But otherwise, okay. I don't need to do that.
Well, I had to ask.
Oh, no.
You know, because I think you'd be great.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I really do. We touched on it, but like, how do you want to be remembered? I think it's pretty well cemented in. I mean, anything you're looking to do, accomplish, I mean, you've only been out of work a week, so it's a tough question.
I walked out there the other day and it was just, okay, it's over. It was kind of hard to just walk out and see those people. And they were very gracious. I mean, my goodness, the mayor came in and gave me a deal. I got something from the governor and the Senate and all these different people. And Cammie knew I was going to hate that. She goes, you're going to hate this. Because a lot of the stuff I didn't know was coming. She goes, you're going to hate this. And I did. I'm so happy helping people. I hate being helped or receiving things. Mm-hmm. It's always kind of been my shtick. And it's very hard for me to accept any things like that. Because I think everybody should try to help out people and help your neighbor. See, when I was a kid, we had a chance to buy 80 acres of adjoining land, and my mother didn't want him to buy it because she didn't want him to be a farmer. He was a machinist at four-wheel drive, and so my dad helped my neighbor buy it, and they've since grown up. It's grown much bigger than that, and now he's retired too, but my dad was closer to my neighbor, probably was to his own brothers, and they helped each other out all the time. He gave them some money so he could buy that land. And when his baler broke, we'd use ours. And when our tractor broke, we'd use his. And there's it just kind of got started early on where you help your neighbor when you're in, if it's, you know, the hay needs to be done and the rain clouds are coming, you got to get in there and get it done, whatever it takes. And if that means you get up and start at 8 o'clock in the morning and you go until midnight at night, that's what you do. And that's just, it's got ingrained in me and I can't get it out. I can't get it out. And I'm happy with that.
Well, yeah, God, I think we all would be, right? I mean, what a way to live your life.
And I don't sound like I'm some perfect guy or whatever, but I really do think you should try to help your buddy out. I mean, I just tell you the story. A friend of mine is hosting a big John Deere tractor show in a couple of weeks, and he asked me, would you come down and shine up some of my tractors? So my first day of official vacation yesterday, I went down and polished John Deere tractors for 3.5 hours. And I'm going to do it again tomorrow morning.
I want you to tell that story, if you don't mind, about the camera guy. Because I just think that speaks so highly of you, where he lost a $30,000 camera. Yeah. And you said, if he goes, I go with him.
Yeah, no, it was early my tenure as sports director. The guy's name is Tim Hunt, and he came to my retirement party. And he said, I'll never forget what you did for me. And I thought, well, you And he said, the time when the camera got stolen. We had discovered a Monday Night Football game, and he left a rain cover down on the field. So I told him, I said, well, let's just put the camera down here in the hallway where we've done many times. I put the camera down here. We'll go down and look for it. So we went down the field, looked around. We couldn't find it. Came back up, and our camera's gone. And so we looked around. James Lofton was helping us look for it, and we couldn't find it, So we went back to the station, left the notes, and here's what happened. See you in the morning. And sure enough, I said, well, if you fire him, and they said, well, we're going to fire him. I said, well, you fire him, you fire me. I gave the order.
Wow.
And I do that today because it was the right thing to do, Jim. Wow. It was the right thing to do. And I would do it again 1,000 times.
I'm not sure everybody would. That's awesome.
Maybe, but I would.
And yeah, I believe that.
I gave the order.
Yeah.
I told him, put it down there because we've done it 1,000 times.
Right.
And we just, there was some guy from Gillette kind of snuck in and took it, and they were juiced up, and we found the camera, and they went to try to go testify in court, blah, blah, but everything went turned out well.
All right, we'll be right back with Bill Jartz. This is Lean Local.
Can't keep up with my rhythm, though. They keep trying too quick for the line they throw. I walk to the sound of my own drum. It goes, they go, we go. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, here we go.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Lean Local, Jim Schmidt and Bill Jartz in the studio today talking about just a 40-year unbelievable career here in Greater Green Bay. And really highlights, and really didn't have any low lights. A lot of highlights and even higher lights. I got a few questions I want to talk to you before we wrap up here. But before I do that, I want to thank another one of our sponsors, and that's Pella. Pella Windows and Doors here in Green Bay. This company, and I live, I don't know how old your house is, Bill. Mine's 115 years old. And windows and doors, that's where you lose your energy, right?
Oh, no doubt.
And these guys came over, and our house is a little bit different than a house built in the 1980s, right? But they bring up this these photos of just different styles of windows, different styles of doors, and it just was great. And we picked out what we wanted, and it's a lot of long-term investment. They've got great pricing programs, and it just really added a lot of curb appeal to the house and saved us money because of the heat and air conditioning.
And they can sometimes you think, well, replacing windows with what they can make them match your house because, like you said, your house 100 years old, they had a different feel
it
back
did.
Then, but now they fit in aesthetically, but they still save energy. That's the name of the game,
and that's it. The company is so great. So they come out and just it's free consultation. They're there for 45 minutes, an hour, and you look at that and say, okay, this is what I want to do. So I just want to thank Pella. That's a great company. Just, Pella.com. Just look up their website and you can contact them at any time. So a couple things I want to talk to you about that I really didn't get to, especially given my previous job. Why do you think Green Bay is doing? The city, the community.
Oh, I think clearly it's the draft really helped a lot. It probably didn't get as much warm and fuzzy that outside of Lambeau Field, but I think the world opened its eyes. So the question I think was, could Green Bay, little old Green Bay, pull this off? And without question, they did.
Oh, yeah.
In a big time way. 600,000 people, and I think everybody came away with a good feeling. I mean, there are very few arrests. It wasn't like there's a big drunk fest that they were worried about. It just worked out really well. And it's, it's certainly diversifying itself. It's become, it's maturing. See the 41. It's going to be when they get 41 finished down. That's going to be one big solid pipeline going down to Appleton, and everything's growing like everything else. But I think it still has its small town feel.
Good,
I really do. For me, again, when I was a kid, we used to go to Green Bay or Appleton and go to McDonald's and get our lunch at a McDonald's burger, and. We saved the bags. So we go to school, and what a great deal that was! Look where I was this weekend. I was in Green Bay. Oh man, tell us what it was like. It was like, sit around the campfire, tell the story.
Yeah, that's with the draft. I just my point on that is when I first got elected, Bill, a company was recruiting, and the commercial that I did was I was spinning a football in front of Lambeau Field, and my opening line was Green Bay's a lot more than football, a lot more, because some of these doctors, they want to hunt and fish.
Absolutely.
In 20 minutes or a half hour, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. But it's still an 800-pound gorilla in the room. I mean, it's not the only thing, but it's when you say Green Bay, boom, you think Packers, now we'll go from there. So what we need to do, and I think, but like you said, doctor, people would, you know, that's why I stayed here probably, too, because I can hunt and fish, and it's right here. Yeah. It's got a big city feel. It's got all the little things we need, the amenities. It's got entertainment centers within an hour.
Right.
Or if not, I can go fishing in my backyard. I mean, I go deer hunting 100 yards from my front door. That's not bad.
It is. Yeah. And it's so close and so convenient. And I just think we have a lot to sell. I think the NFL draft was great. I think it gave us the city more confidence. I think we can do anything now, I would like to say.
And work together.
Right. I mean, that was really
very
true, right?
Very important that everybody work together.
Yeah. And really, municipalities, different levels of government, NFL, Packers, communities, that and it all gelled. Mm-hmm. They all, you know.
No doubt.
Not everybody got everything they wanted, but it worked. My only thing about that is and I've said this before, that I wish we would have just talked a little bit more about our community.
Other things, right.
Like Dr. Hunsinger, I wish he would have introduced somebody to the medical college. Right. Like, I don't think a lot of people know we have a medical college here. We've got a great university. One of the best technical schools in the United States is here. Great fishing and hunting. And those things, you know, we have the Packers. That's the front door of this community. Period.
That's the welcome mat.
It is the welcome, but I want to leverage that a little bit more.
Yeah, because and at least you get them in the door,
right?
You're giving them a taste of it.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about your 40 years anchor, one of the best. How do you see the future of TV? All this digital stuff, all this noise. You still think we're going to have Bill Jartzes in the world?
Well, I think so. It's going to be. The one thing that business has changed so much from our perspective, Jim, is when I came here in 1983, I couldn't have just come out of Northwestern and come to work in Green Bay. That just was not going to happen. I mean, unless maybe Brent Musburger, maybe something, but it just didn't happen. You had to go work in a small market. I worked in Wausau from June of 80 to March of 83, and you had some seasoning. Thank goodness, because you're so bad when you first start out, and you get over it. Now you're just not so bad. Now you're just bad. You know what I mean? But the one thing we're hiring younger people. Oftentimes now we send them out just with a camera to go learn the business. Whereas in the past we would start out with a young reporter, a new reporter come into town. Here's our experienced photographer. You guys go and be a team and put it together. And there's nothing that requires. I don't care what the job is. If you don't have experience, you'll learn something every little thing.
Right.
Everything you did in your business, in my world, I picked up something. Don't do that mistake again. Here, let me show you how I can save you some time and make this expedite this whole thing for you. So I think that's going to change. I think we always need something to put in the pipe. Think of it like a pipe. We got to fill the pipe with something. Now, how that material we put in the pipe gets out to you, it used to be always in a box in the corner, you turn on the TV.
Yeah.
And now your computer, and now it's in your pocket.
Oh, yeah.
But so how we deliver the message is always going to be there. It's going to change, but so we have to adapt to that.
Yeah.
I mean, everything's becoming digital now.
Yeah,
there's no appointment viewing.
Yeah.
I'm one of the sort of folks that still does appointment
viewing. Well, I'm sure glad you were here for the 40 years. I'm going to keep tabs on you. I think there's even better things coming. Thank you for being here. Bill Jartz, WBAY, 40-year anchor. Congratulations on your retirement.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.